This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul maintained perspective in his life and ministry, as we saw in Romans 15 in our last visit. He also found a way to maintain discipline to do what God wanted him to do. First, he established a purpose statement, to take the gospel where Christ was not known. Have you established a purpose statement for your life? Mine is to equip and encourage others to be and do all God intended for them. Building on this purpose statement, Paul shared some goals. His top goal was to preach where Christ was not known. Reminding himself of this goal helped him maintain discipline in fulfilling his calling. He also helped new Christians grow so they could advance God's kingdom. That's why he wrote the book of Romans. Paul also was committed to see the body of Christ function as it should, Christians working in harmony and mutual support. With his purpose and these goals in mind, he established some measurable objectives. Write a letter to equip believers to do the work of ministry. Saturate an area with the gospel before reaching new areas. When done, he set his sights on Spain. Reach Spain by planting a church there. Deliver an offering to Jerusalem. Be delivered from danger in Judea. Visit Rome and get assistance from this church to go to Spain. After each of these objectives was reached, Paul could check it off his list. As objectives were accomplished, he would fulfill his goals and purpose. Working this process enabled him to maintain discipline. It could help you too. If you'd like a further amplification of what we're finding here in the book of Romans, you can go to my website and you'll find a book offered there, You Can Make Things Happen, gettingthemessage.org.